We are learning Maseches Beah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Daf Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line. The Gemara brought down a memra from Rav Huna who said that Beitza Imtziasa Nigmara. And the Gemara was struggling. What does it mean? So Gemara says the pshat is that we're going with right now is that a Beah, when it comes out, when it's laid naturally, then it's Nigmara and it's possible to hatch into a chicken. But if you shecht a chicken and you take out the egg from inside, that will never be megadah freichem, will never turn into a chick. And the verse is also nafkamina lemekachememkar. If someone wants eggs that could turn into chickens, then you have to sell dafka egg that was laid naturally. And the verse brings a story. Kihud amal lehu beya de pachilaman. Starting from the bottom of Avraham Beis, last few words. Kihud amal lehu beya de pachilaman. Someone, he went to the shuk, he went to the market, and he said, does anyone have beya de pachya? Pachya means a live tarnagarlis. Any eggs that were laid from a live chicken, not one that was shechted. Yavulei bey de shuta. And someone sold him eggs from a shuta. Also, like a made Rav Ami, the gander of Ami with the dintari said, I wanted eggs from a live chicken, and he gave me eggs from a dead chicken, from a shechted chicken. Amalahu, so he passed kemekhtayis uvahadar, it's a mekhtayis, and the sale is null and void. Zakhti Gemara Pshita, of course, it's Pashit that it's a mekhtayis. What's the point of this whole story and explaining the whole myself that he said, mekhtayis uvahadar? You would think, really, when he said, I want an egg from a live chicken, he meant to say, I want something that's for eating, not to turn into chickens. The reason why he wanted it to be laid naturally, not that it was cut open and taken out, because they're better eggs. They're muvashelis, Rashi says, they're fully cooked, they're fully ripened, they're good eggs. And that's why. But that's not a mekhtayis. So my nafkamina lemeis v'le beini beini. To then, if he wanted a lachila and he got an egg lachila, so then it's not a mekachtoyus. All you get is the value, the difference between an egg that's born from naturally or it's taken out of a shechted chicken. So you only get the difference of price, but it's not mekachtoyus. Kabash malah, no, he wanted an egg that could be megadol afreichim, that could turn into chickens, and that is a mekachtoyus. And already the Marshal and Rashash have a kasha here, L'chayr, to be Mekach Toyos also. He said clearly, I want, even if you want L'achila, he says clearly, I want one from a live animal. So why isn't that a Mekach Toyos? So the Rashash answer is that really, if you cook this egg that was taken out of the Shachtana chicken, it tastes just as good as one that's laid naturally. And therefore, it's not really such a taina, and it's only the difference in price, and that's why it's not a Mekach Toyos. See the Rashash and the Marshal. Someone said, does anyone have fertilized eggs? He wants an egg that was fertilized by a zachar. It was, the egg came from a zachar. The egg was laid by the nekeva through a zachar. So he wanted that type of egg, dafka. So Yavle bade the safna ma'ara. They gave him an egg that came from a chicken without a male chicken. Also, Kamedir Abami, Amalu, Mechatayus, Uvahadar. To Mechatayus, and he has to be returned the wholesale. Pshita, Ma'utem, Ha'ala, Chilka, Ba'ulu. Maybe he wants it for eating. And for eating, Vahay, the Kamedir Dicher, why do they say he wants a fertilized egg? Mishim, the Shmin and Tvei, it has a little bit more fat to it, it's a little better. Lamainaf Kamina, but then Lamesh, Levaina, Baina, you'd only get the difference in price in between, but you wouldn't be a Mechatayus. Kamash, Balaw, and if someone's asking for Bay the Dicher, the reason is because he wants to have those eggs turn into chickens, and then it has to be Dafka from a male. And therefore, it's a mekach toyah since he asked for dafka that type of chicken. Akaponim, that's the pshat of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that nigmara it could turn into afreichim, but if not nigmara, it means if you shechted the tarnagarlis, so you found inside of the egg, then it cannot be megad afreichim, and therefore it's a mekach toyah. So that's the point. Rav Huna is teaching you something about mekach memka. The bayisema, not a pshat in Rav Huna's words, imitzias nigmara. The bayisema, my imitzias nigmara, imitzias ruba nigmara. That when the egg comes out, roib of the egg, the majority of the egg comes out of the chicken, that is called that it was born already, and it'll be mutter on yontif. Like Rav Yechon, she dumb Rav Yechon, beita shiyotze ruba me'erav yontif. A beya that came out, the majority came out erav yontif, and it went back inside the chicken. V'chazorah, mutteris lachav yontif. The next day when it's laid for the second time, it's mutter on yontif. Why? Because it's considered that it was laid already erav yontif. Because yotza rubai is called nigmar, it's called that it was already late. And that's Pshat Rav Huna. I mean, Tziosa Nigmara means in Roi V'Tziosa, it's Nigmara and it's considered a Leida, it's considered it's born, and like Rabbi Yechonon. V'Ikadamri, another Pshat, a different Pshat in Rav Huna, will be like a little bit of the opposite of the first version. V'Ikadamri, Mayim Tziosa Nigmara, I mean Tziosa Kula Nigmara. The only time it's called a Leida, it becomes completely out. I mean Tziosa Kula In, Avaruba Loi, only if the whole thing comes out, but not Roiv. Roiv is not enough. Lafuki Rav Yechon, not like Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon holds that a Be'asha, the majority came out, it's considered it's born already, therefore if the next day it goes back in, the next day it's born, it's Mutter on Yontif. But Rav Huna is saying no. In Mitziyasa Nigra means Nigmara, the whole thing has to come out. It's only if the whole thing, Mitziyasa Kulo, then it's Nigmara. Only if the whole thing comes out as Nigmara, but if not, not. So what the Gemara Vaita? Gufa. Hashaykh is Tanagirlis. Someone checks the Tanagirlis, Umatsuba Beitz and Gemurais, he finds inside eggs that were complete already. Mutaras la'achla mechala. It's mutter to eat it with milk. That means it's not considered one of the limbs of the chicken. It's not fleishik, it's not meat. It's considered already a part of an item, an egg, and it's mutter even mechala. But Yaakov Eimer, he argues on Tanakama. Tanakama is mashma, even if it's still attached with the veins to the chicken, it's still considered a separate entity and a sitter egg and it's mutter to eat with chalav. Rabbi Yaakov argues, Yaakov Eimer, hoyim u'ureis begidim asuros. If it's attached with gidim, like sinews, with like veins, to the chicken still, then halacha is it is asur. It's asur. And it's not really veins, but when the egg gets developed in the chicken, it has these things that look like veins, and that's attached to the chicken. And the halacha is at that point, it's not considered a complete egg, and it's awesome. That's from Yaakov Shita. So, the Gemara, man tana lahu, who? So now, first of all, the lashon of the brisa is umotza beitzim gemurais. It was complete, and then it says it was attached begidim. So it bothers Tosfos that isn't that like a stira? If it's gemurais, how could it be attached still? Well, it has two things stim. So Tosfos brings down what Rashi says before on the last Amid, that gemurais means it's going on the chelmoin, which is going on the yellow. The yellow is complete. The white and the shell is not complete yet, but the yellow is complete. That's why it's called gemurais. And on that, Rabbi Yaakov is saying that if it's attached, it's no good. And according to the Tanakama, it's good. Zogt Gemara Vayta. Man Tana Lahor, the Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? It says in the Braisa like this. We know that if someone eats a Nivlas Oif Tahar, an Avelas Oif Tahar, even though he didn't touch it, he is Tame. It's called Tuma Beis Abliyam. It goes into his mouth, into his throat. He becomes Tame from swallowing a Nivlas Oif Tahar. That's the Halacha. It's a Zeros Kosov in the Torah. If someone eats a Nivlas Oif Tahar, he is Tame. Zok the Braisa. Oich a Nivlas Oif Tahar. Which means from the cluster of eggs that's attached to the ovary, if you eat from that, from the bones, that's from the sinews, which are not royal achila, just like bones are not royal achila, or basar that was cut off achai, all those cases are tahar. It's not, doesn't go into the din of nivlas oif tahar that makes a person tamei. Here, if you ate the cluster of eggs that's not considered part of the nevela, or the bones, or the sinews, or a basa taken off the chai, all these things are tar. But if he actually eats the ovaries, or eats the stomach, it's called a crap, or intestines, or he melted the chaylev, which is the fats, and he drank it. All these cases are tameh, because the eshkol, the ovary, is considered the basar, it's considered basar of the tanagirlis, the part of the nevela, same thing for the stomach, and same thing for the chelev. And even though the chelev you didn't eat, and it says lashon achila, Rashi says the lashon hanefesh is marba, even if you melt it and drink it, it's still tameh. Now, that's this brisa. So man tana, who is the tana holds, min shlal shal beitzim tar, that if you eat from a cluster of eggs that's still attached to the ovaries, it's tar. Who is that? It's not like Rav Yaakov. Dear Rav Yaakov, the Amam Hoyim Uris Vegidim Asuris. Rav Yaakov holds that if it's still attached with Gidim to the chicken, it's also to eat with Chalav. That means he holds it's Basar. If it's Basar, you should become Tommy from eating it. So it must be this price is not like Rav Yaakov. Omle Abaye, no. I could argue with that. Memak. Dilma Atkan Lekama Rav Yaakov Hosom Elin Yasura. Rav Yaakov only says Alacha Legabe Isser. And Rashi explains that it's not really Basar Mamish when it's attached to the chicken. Why can't you eat it with chal? Why can't you eat it with milk? Because also with Darban Rashi says, this is cravenly as basa. It's similar to basa. It's close to being basa, and there's a gzeira out of basa v'chal. So therefore, Lagabi Asura, Rabbi Yaakov Aser. Avalina Tumba, that already not. Mamai, Dimal can look on Rabbi Yaakov Hosam Alina Sura, Alina Tumba Loy, Bechitim Alina Tumba Nami, Nigzar, maybe a Tumba was making Xerah, just like making Xerah there, I bought him by Vasav Chalav, make Xerah there on by Tumba. Afuji Tumba, that's adding on Tumba, Afuji Tumba there, I bought him, I've seen him. There are bottoms, try not to add on Tumbas. Rashi speaks out, even though they find a lot of times there's Tumba there, I bought him. But if we don't have to, we don't have to try to add on tumas, and therefore Rabbi Yaakov only said as halacha regarding eating it, but not legabe tumah. Therefore, this braisa that says if someone eats that cluster of beitzim, he is tar. It's very impossible to Rabbi Yaakov also, because there's no derabbanan there. Only by eating it with chalav does he consider it basa. V'ikidamri. There's another version, and in this version we misunderstood the braisa in the first place. Man tana mina askul shal beitzim tumah. Who's the man that holds that if you eat from the eskul shel beitzim is tamei. We taich, that means the ovaries. But at this point, this Gemara thinks it does not mean the ovaries. It means eskul shel beitzim means the cluster of beitzim. Which is, that means in the braisa it says two things, shlal shel beitzim and eskul shel beitzim. So until now we taich, shlal shel beitzim means the cluster that's attached. And eskul shel beitzim, which the braisa says is tamei, is talking about the ovary. But now the Gemara is understanding that eskul shel beitzim does not mean the ovary, it means it's attached to the ovary. That he holds that it's attached to Gidim Sasurais. And Rashi speaks out, the fetus sad, what does it mean then, Shalal Shabbatim? Shalal Shabbatim is something where it's not attached so much. Rashi Sha'inimur is called Kach, like those that are called Eshkol. These are less attached, they're more complete, they're almost completely ready to come out, they almost have already the shell, and there, that's why even Firav Yaakov, it's not considered basa. But the cluster of beitzim that's attached is considered, that's attached, it's not so developed, it's considered basa. So we're saying the opposite, that this price is going to Rav Yaakov, and that's why you're tummy when you eat the eskul beitzim. Amle Abaya, no, amai the eskul mahanak talia ba'eskul. How do you know eskul means those that are attached to the ovaries? Dilma eskul gufi means the ovaries mamish, like we touched in the first version. All you can tell me if it's eating the ovary, of course it's a piece of meat. What's the chiddush that you become tummy from that? It's the same type of chiddush as the crap and the intestines. The afik of the basin, even though that's basin, since a lot of people don't eat that part of the chicken, it's a chlashmini. You have to tell me that's called nevela, that's called basin, agave tumah. Since a lot of people don't eat the ovaries, it's a chlashmini. You have to tell me that it's considered a basar and consider nivlas oif tar. So like upon him, the Gemara comes out the same thing that it means the eshkol means the ovaries and shlal shabetz means the things that are attached. And we said in the first lashon that could stimmer if Yaakov only said legabe basar v'chalav, but not legabe tumah. Tanur Abba, Muntar Abraisa, kol shetashmisha b'yoyim, any animal or person, any being that cohabits by day, that has tashmish by day, noilad b'yoyim, it's females give birth by day. Kol shetashmisha b'layla, anyone that has tashmish by night, noilad b'layla, then it's females give birth dafka at night. That means if the tashmish is only by day and not at night, then they give birth only by day and not by night. If they have tashmish only by night and not by day, that's a type of being they are, then they only give birth at night. But if it's a type of being that is mishamish, sai by day, sai by night, then noil ben yom ben malayla. And the Gemara gives examples. A chicken only cohabits by day, only mates at day, and therefore it always gives birth only by day. That's like the bat. The bat only cohabits at night, and therefore only has offspring at night. Any being that has tashmish on by day and by night, kagoin, odom, v'choladomile, a person and another animal, then they give birth side by night, side by day. Now the Gemara will say what the nafkamina is. Amamar, kol shetashmish b'yoyim neil b'yoyim zu tanagerlis. Whoever cohabits by day, gives birth only by day, that's the tanagerlis. L'may nafkamina, what is the nafkamina of telling me this nice scientific fact? So the Gemara of Nafkamina is like this: Rav Mari b'Reid Rav Kana, Omer Rav Mari b'Reid Rav Kana, Bodak b'Kina Shatan Negerlim Erev Yomtiv. Erev Yomtiv, you checked your chicken coop. Limotza v'Beitza, there's no eggs there. Well, Lemachar, the next day, woke up before Alois Hashachar, before it got light. Hishkim Limotza v'Beitza, he found a bear. Now, if it's born overnight, then it's a problem because it's a bear shnel v'Yomtiv. Limotza v'Beitza, Lachas Muteres. So why is it mutter? Because we know it must be born yesterday, because it only gives birth to bays at night, at day. Only gives birth by day. So if you found it now in the morning before day, it was definitely born yesterday day, which is before Yontif. Afraid the Gemara, like Badak, you checked it. Zok the Gemara, Eimer le Badak Yafa Yafa. Maybe you didn't check good enough. Vila Badak Yafa, even if you did check, Eimer Yotza Ruba Vachazar. Maybe it came out Roiv and it went back in. Okay, Rabbi Yechanan, and like Rabbi Yechanan Shita, that's called Noilad. And therefore, since it was born yesterday, and it came out already yesterday, Roiv, so then it could come out at night then, because it's already considered born. And then it's Mutter, Lamait, it's Mutter before, since it was born before Yontif. And Rashi says, of course, if you didn't check, for sure it's Mutter. Because we know for sure it was born yesterday. But even if you checked, we're so sure about the scientific fact that it only gives birth by day, that for sure it was born yesterday, and I'm either in Chekud, or it was like a Yechanan. If someone checked his chicken coop before Yontif, he didn't find any egg there. The next morning, he wakes up before Alois HaShachar, he finds a beya, a surah. The lach is, it's asur to eat, because it for sure was born overnight. So you see, Rav Yosi ben Shaul, Amar Rav, says not like this whole story Rav Mari with the Braisa. Zogt Gemara, Hasam Masafna Ma'ara. That Rav Yosi ben Shaul, B'Shem Rav, is talking about a case where there was no Zachar involved, there was no male, it was a Safna Ma'ara, which means, the word Safna Ma'ara, Rashi Taich is in the form, it gets warm from the ground, and it gives birth to eggs, it lays eggs that way, even without a Zachar. Then it could be even at night. Most of the time it's by day, but then it could be even at night. The only time we said the scientific fact that it's only born by day is only if there's a Zachar around. The case of Amari also, if you come and you find the egg, maybe it was a safna of the ara egg, and that should be awesome. Yochai mari nami, ema ma'ara safna. It came from where a zacha. And for the Gemara, b'dika zacha. There's a zacha around in this chicken coop, and therefore we know that's not safna of the ara. B'dika zacha ba'ada. For the Gemara, b'dika zacha nami, ema safna ma'ara safna. Very good, there's a zacha here. Maybe this egg came ma'ara. It didn't come from the male. Amravina Gemiri called Hechadika Zacha Safna Ara. We have a Kabbalah that anytime there's Zacha around, there's no Safna Ma'ara, and therefore it's always a fertilized egg, and therefore we have a Chazaka who was born Dafka by day. And if you come before Elisha Shachar Yontav morning, you find the egg, you for sure you are convinced and for sure that's from the day before and it's Mutan Yontav. Va'ad Kama, how far does the Zachar have to be? In which, like, it has to be in the coop, out of the coop? Where could the Zachar be? We already have this fact that there's no Safna Ma'ara, we have Zachar around. Amar Rav Gamda Mishmei the Rav, Kol Hechad Shama Kala B'Yamama. Anytime, you know, by day it's harder to hear the voice. By night, the voice travels further. By day, it's harder. If it's close enough that they can hear each other's voices, that's considered as a Zachar in the area. Of Rav Mari Uvda, Rav Mari went to Paskin Ashayla at Shisim Bate, 60 houses away. He passed, that's close enough, because you were able to hear the voice of the Tarnagol. That's how far. Zakhtam Rav Yikin Ahara, but if there's a river in between, even though you can hear the voice, it's no good. Why? Loy Avra, because the chicken can't cross the river, and therefore they won't mate. V'ikam Abra, but if there's a bridge, Abra will go over. V'ikam Matzra, let's say there's no bridge, but this is log, and the way you walk across a log is by holding on to a string. That's how people walk across. A chicken's not so talented, it can't do it. So then Loy Abra won't go across. L'maisa says there's a maisa, Ava Ubda, Ava Abra Amitzra. There's one time a story where the chicken went across the rope, went across the log, so therefore you have to be chayshish. B'maya, you could not be chayshish, you could be mekel and say that it came from the Zachar. Zot the Gemara, Maya Kimta. The story where we said that it's taka osur to eat the egg. We said Basafna Ma'ara. So Freit the Gemara, Mar Irya Badak, Kiloy Badak Nami. So why in the case of Safna Ara does it say that Badak became Zogamar of Yontali Matzaba, Beya, Lomacha, Hishkamata Beya, it's Asura. Even with Loy Badak, you should be choshish that it was at night. Kiloy Badak Nami. Maybe it was from last night. It's mashma only because I checked and I saw it wasn't there yesterday, so then I'm choshish that it was born at night. But the kash is, if we're talking about safna ma'ara that could be born at night, every time you choshish it was born at night. So let's more inside. My kim to safna ma'ara, my yiri badak, loy badak nami, zogmark, loy badak, ima esmal havoi. If you don't bother me, it was from yesterday. Yachi, ki badak nami, ima yatsaru v'chazra. If you always assume that was by day, so if you made a b'dika also, maybe it came out roiv and went back in, you still have a good pshat, then maybe the reason why he didn't say, see, yesterday is because it was only Noel the Rav and went back in. And basically, more saying like this, that if you checked the Kina Erev Shabbos, and you didn't see anything, Erev Yontav, you didn't see anything, and it was born overnight, so if it's Safna Ma'ara, you assume it's at night. Maybe it was yesterday came at Rav, that's not Shriach. It's more Shriach to be born at night. But if you didn't check the Kina, so then you could assume it was born before Yontif. Why? Because that's more common. And Tais even has a kasha that Alchar it's a davus yeshlo matirim. So how you make a masafik and say that if you didn't check yesterday, it was born yesterday? Tarot says rave times, even a saf ma'ara egg is laid by day. That's rave times. It's only when you check it, then you have a problem. So you have to say mechitz at night. But the halacha is, but back to the case that there's a zacha here, then it's pashut, the zacha here, it for sure was born yesterday, somehow or another. Either didn't check well, or else Rav Yechanan. There's no way it born at night. The only time Yechosha is born at night is only if you check Erev Yomtiv and a Safna Ma'ara, then it's a problem to eat this egg. And one more memory from Rav Yosef ben Shaul, but Rav Yosef ben Shaul Marav, hay tuma shchikas kanta l'guluya. If you grind up garlic until it becomes a liquid, has a sakana of Giluya. It means that those days there was a problem of Gilu, that any liquid left overnight, we worried a snake came and put its poison into it. So Rav Yosef ben Shaul Marav says that a garlic that was pureed down to a liquid, there's a problem of Gilu on those garlics.